As you know, transmission has declined greatly in Liberia, and I think that is due to the efforts of these organizations and the resolve of the Liberian people in order to comply with the policies on treatment, patient isolation, and dignified and safe burial of the deceased. We developed a computer model, and our initial aim was to estimate the level of intervention that would be required for containment to occur. And ultimately, we used that model to project what the future of that epidemic would look like.
This is a scientific model, or is this a realistic model? Can people in Liberia say, yes, come June, Ebola might come to an end?
Ebola might come to an end. It will require continued vigilance and watchfulness on the part of the government and health minister. It will require continued willingness by the people of Liberia to participate in the counterinfection measures that have been taken so far. But I think there's a good chance that it can be eliminated or at least reduced to very low levels by the middle of next year.
So you look at factors such as you mentioned location of infection and treatment. Talk to me about the location of infection, treatment, and the development of hospital capacity. How did that impact the study?
There are, as you probably know, many models developed by different academic and government groups used to project future cases of Ebola in West Africa. Our model is not unique, but it is special in that it accounts for transmission that might occur in hospitals or other healthcare settings separately from transmission that occurs in the community, whether that's through nursing care provided by family members or at funerals or in practices associated with the burial of the deceased. So when infection control is not in place in a healthcare setting, then hospitals are a place where a large amount of transmission can occur, and that puts healthcare workers at particular risk. Then it becomes important, where do persons who become infected go for treatment? And we know that some people prefer not to be treated in a hospital or Ebola treatment unit, possibly because they're scared that if they don't, in fact, have an infection with Ebola, that they might acquire it there, or for other personal reasons. But from a public health point of view, that's really unsafe. And so the willingness of persons that suspect they may be infected with Ebola to report to the authorities and allow themselves to be admitted to Ebola treatment unit is really key to containing the outbreak and breaking the chains of transmission that result in subsequent infection.